This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's our second hour of radio broadcast today here on The Fan with Isaac. That's me, Big Sooks, right over there.
Yeah!
And we are backed up. We've got Steelers trade talk coming up, the Texas State ad to the Pac-12, and we have Stockwatch. You know, we've got a lot to get to, but I've been teasing, and now I will reveal. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, you got me thinking. Mm-hmm. We were talking about DeAndre Ayton,
who will only be remembered for one thing in Portland. And that was what happened in Vancouver.
Yeah, and that would be his inability to get out of his driveway when the ice storm hit and he couldn't get to a game.
Too steep.
And apparently the Blazers had the inability. I would love to know the effort that the Blazers put in to try to come get him, or if they were like, dude, whatever. Just
there's not one emergency private vehicle service that could have figured that out. Not one in the area.
I'm convinced that he called Portland and Portland.
What about a chopper?
Collectively. I don't know.
It's in Paul Allen's chopper.
Yeah.
He has a chopper.
Well, Ayton lived on the water. We can't send a boat to come get him?
Yeah. Boat.
I think that was one of those that the Blazers collectively just decided to whatever, dude.
They call Chauncey. They're like, hey, Ayton can't make it in. And he's like, great.
Yeah, fine.
You ever have that where you got plans and your buddy calls you? He's like, hey, man, I hate to do this, but like,
you were going to cancel.
I'm not going to make it. You have to do the, that's.
Or when you hang up, you go, you know what? This is actually better anyways.
You're like, oh, man, that sucks, dude. Sorry. Hey, we'll have to reschedule. And you're like, yes.
So top five Blazers known, their legacy here will be known for something other than basketball. And this is controversial because there are a couple of really good players on this list.
Yeah.
But I believe the first thing people think of is not their game. Honorable mention will be a duo of Trailblazers. Mm. We have two Blazers who deserve to be mentioned here, and they are Blazers who were Blazers who never played for the Blazers.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
So you have Trenton Hassel.
Yes.
And Festus Ezeli.
Yes, but Trenton Hassel because at least Festus Ezeli was here. He just never played. They had a press conference for Trenton Hassel where he held up the jersey, and then like a day later, they're like, it was like Minnesota matched. That's maybe the greatest Blazer legacy of all time.
But do you think that Festus Ezeli really was here? Because I don't think he was.
No, he was, because there was this this pretty amazing story that the team was going through it a little bit,
yeah, wasn't
and he hadn't suited up yet, and he tried to give like a rousing, rallying locker room speech, and CJ McCollum had to tell him to shut up and sit the F down.
Like, because who he hasn't played yet.
Can it, jackass?
Oh, Maybe he should be known for that. Maybe he should have made the top.
Who the hell are you?
Festus Ezeli.
So those are honorable mentions.
I don't know if anyone has one, but if anyone out there like goes to a Blazer game and rocks a Trenton Hassel jersey, and I see it, that's a beer on me.
Well, they had that jersey at the press conference.
Yes, he held it up. I would buy anyone a beer if I saw them wearing a Trenton Hassel Blazer jersey.
Well, number five would be DeAndre Ayton, iced in. I've got number four as Ruben Patterson, the nanny rapist. I mean, come on.
Kobe Stopper. Thank you.
Number three, I've got Damon Stoudemire, the yellow Hummer.
That's pretty good.
Slash
yeah.
home raid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and he was really good.
I've got number two being Rasheed Wallace because I just think his general attitude is what he is known for here.
Yes.
He was a hell of a player.
And he was an ultimate pain in the ass.
Total jerk.
Including refusing to talk to any, remember, I think it was only Jeffrey Arnold that he would talk to. He refused to talk to any white reporters.
So falling under this category would be CTC, just cut the check.
Cut the check.
Cut the check. Yeah. I'm just here to, what is,
both teams played hard.
Or both teams played hard. You know, what an a-hole he was. God. Yeah, people, there were stories of people running him at the airport and he'd just be a real, he's just a, I think he's softened and he's fine now, but back then he was so angry.
There was a lot of sharp edges to old Rasheed. God. And you're right, because he was really good and you won't remember him for being really good.
He's remembered for that. Yeah. And number one, and it's not even close, dude. Not even close. Not up in here. Quintel Woods. Yes. Basketball. And take your pick, dogfighting, or he's probably more known for the basketball card that he handed the cop when he got pulled over.
Pulled over, no license, no registration, no nothing, and he just handed the cop a basketball card.
I'm Quintel Woods.
Which, by the way,
and here's proof,
that is a baller move. That is such a baller. It would only be better if it was autographed. You imagine, like, could you do that if you were really good? Like, if LeBron James gets pulled over, can LeBron James pull out, like a really nice LeBron James rookie card and be like, officer, this is who I am?
I met a cop who pulled over Gary Payton for speeding, and he asked him for license or registration, not realizing it was him, and he looked and he just came back with a notepad and said, Mr. Payton, if I could have your autograph and I'll just let you off for the evening, that'd be fine. And then off his way he went.
Well, wait, how did he find out that was him?
Because he took his license and registration back to the car, and he's like, it's Gary Payton. Okay. And then he's like, I'll just get the autograph and let him go.
Yeah.
Who am I missing?
I mean, we've got some good ones.
Zeebo is good, but for what? Like, generally...
Well...
The YouTube says Evan Turner in the truck.
Yeah.
The truck falling in the pool.
Truck falling in the pool. But that wasn't his doing. Someone's just truck
fell in his pool. But still, is he more known for that than anything he's
Zeebo,
done before?
I mean, Zeebo had the street racing one.
Well, there was some dogfighting rumors.
Well, my favorite part about the Quintel Woods thing is...
There was the whole rape thing.
Yeah. Quintel Woods is the only one that took the fall for that dogfighting.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. PR was good back then.
Everyone swept all of the other Blazers that were hanging around with pit bulls, including Zach Randolph.
What about Bonzi?
Just Quintel.
Bonzi flipping off the fan.
Bonzi flipping off the fans. But I don't... Jared riding with the Coke can.
When you think of Bonzi, I don't think of that. I think of him as a jerk, not as big of a jerk as Rasheed.
No. But and maybe that's why Bonzi gets a little slack, because he was the secondary douche.
Yeah, I think that saves him.
Yeah.
Is there were bigger a-holes than him.
Yes.
Which is saying something.
Now, do you consider this an honorable mention if I were to say Mo Cheeks more remembered for that national anthem 100%. Than anything he did coaching-wise?
Yeah, not even close.
I'll remember him more for the
tape?
Yeah, the story of because he was... He is a lazy ass. Yeah. He didn't do anything as a head coach.
No.
The Mo Cheeks. What do you remember about the Mo Cheeks Blazers coaching era?
It is the anthem or the story of...
So they brought in CDs. Yeah. The
DVDs.
The film crew would bring... DVDs. Would bring in...
They weren't bringing in slow jams for him to listen to.
So they would drop him off in his office at the practice facility of scouting reports for the teams that were upcoming on the schedule, and the guy noticed that they would never be opened. Or he noticed, he didn't think that Mo Cheeks was watching them.
Yeah.
So he's decided to seal them to see if he was actually opening them to watch them. And he went in there weeks later and none of them had even been unsealed.
That's the Johnny Manziel thing. They gave Manziel an iPad with all the footage and they could tell if it had been watched.
0.0 hours of screen time. No files accessed.
God.
So we have some good ones here. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll put the Blazers up there with any franchise on for this topic.
We got a bunch.
Because Buck was talking off the air about his in the Bay Area,
yeah.
And you have Jeff Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Who
the motorcycle wreck, right?
But he said he was cleaning his truck.
Something yeah, like said that. He fell washing his truck. He also, I mean, the image of him choking Bonds in the dugout that didn't yeah. have anything to do with the game necessarily.
And then you have, the good one is Latrell Sprewell,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Forever known for choking PJ Carlissimo.
I thought that was in Minnesota.
No, that was in Golden State.
That was in Golden State? Yeah. Yep. Why was I thinking that he choked?
Yeah, Carlissimo was the head coach at Golden State at the time.
And then we have the...
Oh, there was the Monte Ellis moped. He like, severely That's screwed right. up his ankle and lied about how it happened, and there was a whole team dispute. And
yeah, the Blazers have good ones, because even if you didn't want to go with the Reuben Patterson nanny raper, you could have the Reuben Patterson actively seeking out Zach Randolph trying to kill him. They had to go put Zach Randolph in a hotel because Reuben Patterson had a gun and was trying to find Zach Randolph to kill him because Zach Randolph sucker punched him. That
now, would that be the same hotel that Zach Randolph would bring his underage girls to, or is that a different hotel?
I'm assuming it's a different hotel because I think they put him up in that one. God. The Zeebo Hotel was a separate. It's a whole separate
Ooh,
entity.
Here's a good one. Ray Felton.
Oh,
he is only
fat.
Known, well, but for being fat, but for also he challenged fans to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a guy. You forget about Raymond Felton.
Yes.
Yeah, we had some good ones, man.
Like, if I said to you, what do you remember of the Ray Felton era? It's that.
Yeah. So good. Challenge. Yeah, come fight me. It's like on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Good for Raymond Felton.
Because fans were all over his fat little ass.
It wasn't little. It was over his fat big ass.
YouTube says good old Lunchbox Felton.
They hated that guy.
There are so many good ones. Oh, we had the... And so Ayton, as dumb as Ayton thing is, that's not going to crack the metal stand.
It's peanuts, too, yeah. compared to all this other stuff.
Yeah. Good times.
What a franchise. Be proud, Blazers. All right.
I like this one. I mean, I'm no Sprewell fan, but you can't convince me that red ass PJ didn't deserve to get probably choked. Well...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, look.
That's assault.
It is assault.
I'm sure PJ was being an ass, but...
Yeah, you can't choke someone.
You can't. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that is the dream of every player, every like skinny, scrawny, or fat old coach that's ever just berated a player. There's always that bit where you're like, dude, one of these days someone's gonna snap. Like, I've seen that in practice, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's about to get killed. But no one ever does it. But to actually be there when Latrell Sprewell choked him. There's part of every one of those players was probably shy, but at the same time, deep down was like, dude, that's awesome.
So I worked for 3 or 4 years with the GM at the time, Gary St. Jean. So it wasn't Carlissimo, but he was overseeing the whole thing when that happened. And he retells it. Basically, there was a huge rift at practice, and Sprewell left and came back and did it. And there was a big dust up before it happened, and it seemed like everything calmed down. And he just sat back onto his desk at the practice facility, and his assistant comes flying and goes, Latrell's coach, you're choking PJ! And he gets up and turns around and looks out his window over the practice court, and sure enough, his star has his coach by
yeah.
the throat.
Yeah.
I wonder how far he choked him, like how hard he choked him.
I mean, I remember Carlissimo's neck. It was
yeah. They
was
submitted it? Photos. It was bruised. It looked like he'd been like abused.
What did he say? Like, what was the issue there?
He just was getting on his ass.
Yeah, Sprewell was just tired of being coached.
I've seen.
Aren't we all?
I've seen it come close a handful of times, and it never went to that level. But there was a guy I remember, the scariest guy on our team in college. His name was Byron Frisch. Played for a bunch of years in the NFL. He was a terrifying human being. I was scared of him. And they were in the back of the plane, and the defensive coordinator came back and started yelling at people, you know, just being a coach, like started, you know, you know, blankety blank guys, you know, you're not focused, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I don't
on
know,
the plane, they're not focused.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dumb place to have that.
It was one of those, like, you know, just the coach being a red ass, and like Frisch stood up and told him to go F himself and turn around and walk back to the front of the plane. And I'm like a freshman or sophomore, like, what the hell? You can do that? And the coach, like, started walking towards, like, Frisch, like he wanted some, like his chest out. And then Byron stood up, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to watch an old man get murdered. And for a brief moment, every one of us was like, this is about to happen. And like, who backs down? And I think the defensive coordinator realized, I think his name was like Ken Schmidt. He realized in that moment that Frisch wasn't kidding, that Frisch was going to kill him. And he told him that. He like said, like, old man, turn around and go back to the front if you know what's good for you. And he called him like a little a-hole. And then he did. He turned around and walked away. At the time, like 19-year-old me thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Get off my porch.
A player telling a coach to turn around if he knows what's good for him, and he did, and he did it. Because that coach realized in that moment, this doesn't end well. Sure, that player is going to get kicked off, but you're about to get punched into dust.
Was that your new modus operandi after that?
If he can do it, so can I.
I'm going to tell Shanahan, watch this.
That's no. That's you have to be a certain type of human being. I encourage you to look up that gentleman, and he was that, he had that mystique about him, and he was also really, really good.
All right, our stock watch, we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports, next on The Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right here now.
It is Monday, and it is a Monday staple, 4:15, although we're late again, 9 minutes
Always
late.
Are.
Blame Buck.
I blame the new boss, Dusty.
He made me late the other day.
That's right.
To the start of a show.
Did he?
He wouldn't shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
He pulled me aside now. That's a boss thing, I think.
It really is.
I think it's a power play.
Is it a reminder that I can hold you even against the clock?
I think that's what it is.
Well, I got to hand it to Dusty. He has yet to say anything about the clock to me.
Hey, give it time.
Yeah, that's not true. There was one text about the clock, but I gave him the middle finger emoji. So it's going well.
Yeah.
Stockwatch is what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports, and here is our dear friend Ryan Buckley.
Yes, so let's start with the NBA draft. You didn't get to hear this, Isaac, on, I guess it was, what was that, Friday? But we got the Chaunce and Younghan Sen presser. Here's what Chauncey said about rookie expectations for Young Young.
I just see him just continuing to get better and better and better and learn our game, learn our system. Offensively and defensively, learning the language. You know, there's just so much development that needs to happen. But, you know, I will feel very comfortable putting him in the game right now. He's that good, you know. So, to me, this is not like a project type of situation. This guy's ready to go, you know. But he's in, you know, a crowded room. You know, D.A., D.C., and Rob, Hanson, WAP. So, this will be an incredible educational year for him. And when he does get a chance to play, I think everybody will be really impressed.
Who is WAP?
Doo-wop Weef.
Doo-wop Weef.
He calls him yeah. WAP?
I know. It's a, it
because it's doo-wop. So
does yeah, someone need it. To talk to him about that?
Look, the first time I heard it, I thought it was a little weird too. But
all right.
It is what it is.
So he says he's ready to play right now. We're also expecting quite a bit of G League experience for Younghan Sen. Buy or sell that Younghan Sen will be a key contributor in a Blazers win this upcoming season.
In a win?
In a win.
They play 82 games.
There will be a
but he might only play in 20 of them, and it might be mop-up duty in 16
well,
of those.
Look, Klingon can't play more than 20 minutes. We know that or he dies. Robert Williams' knees will turn to dust. No offense to Duop Reed. I think the Yongbong is going to play more than you think. And I mean, and you would assume that being on the floor, he's going to have a night
yeah.
where he gets like 9 and 8 and we're like, "Oh my god. It's the Chinese Jokic." So yes, why not? He will contribute to a win. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy that after hearing what Chance just said.
Yes.
I was a little surprised he said that, but he wouldn't be saying that.
Well,
if it weren't,
I would also
true,
like to
right?
point out they told me that Scoot Henderson was a generational talent that would not struggle in the transition to the NBA.
No adjustment.
He has struggled though.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were wrong about.
They
that.
Also said Zach Collins was a foundational piece and was like Kevin McHale meets was it like Tim Duncan or something?
Can I say, in fairness, that was a different regime?
Yeah, but you know, it's I have a feeling that coaches and regimes like to kind of talk up their guys. Ryan Rupert, I mean, the list goes on and on. But.
So is Chance one of those coaches that has a reputation for hating young guys? Like, you know, like Carlisle always hated, Terry Stotts hated rookies.
He is not the friendliest. I mean, you saw it. I mean, he was sitting Scoot, he benched Shaedon Sharpe, and those are not even rookies. So, yes, I think Chauncey Billups wants to win, and I think he wants to win now. And
I don't even know if it's a like veteran over rookie as much as it's a no bullsh kind of a thing.
Yeah, dude,
like,
if the Yong Bong comes in and doesn't know what he's doing, Chauncey's going to sit his ass down.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's move on to the event you didn't know you need to hear about, the FIBA Under 19 Basketball World Cup. Yes. Let me paint the picture for you. Australia is down 6 against Cameroon. Cameroon is inbounding, trying to break the Australia press when the following happens.
Ball gets it into Saini. That's the wrong basket. It's 2 points for Australia. I have never seen that in the hundreds of basketball games I have called. Amadou Saini caught the inbound and dunked on the wrong basket.
Australia would see their deficit cut from 6-4 because of the dunk on the wrong basket by their opponent. They would go on to win in double overtime. Buy or sell, that's a worse gaffe than the timeout when you didn't have one.
Boy, I need to watch the clip to see how, oh my God.
It's like a guy coming to get the ball from a baseline inbound, and instead of turning around and going up the floor, he dunks it on the wrong
and
basket.
And not only is he dunking on the wrong basket, but then he flex, like he like hangs on the rim and like, oh my God. That's as bad as anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's worse. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, running or not knowing how many timeouts.
Sure.
That's on like some sort of low level assistant coach to remind guys, right? Yeah. Maybe he forgot.
But how do you not know you're on that?
Like, yeah.
End of. I'm.
You just. It's a brain fart.
I can't process. That's as bad as anything you've
ever
seen.
I love how
he
waves his arm like, I'm open!
Yeah!
I wonder if they just came out of a timeout and for some reason he got flipped around over which end was theirs or something.
I'm
but
guessing,
like,
this is my 2 cents. I think he was staring at a hot in the third row.
He's a bonehead?
Yeah, he's probably an idiot. He's staring at a hot in the third row and he wasn't paying any attention. And he's like, I can't believe they're not guarding me.
I thought you were going to say buy or sell. That's something DeAndre Ayton would do.
Oh yeah.
I mean, who was it? Was it Ricky Davis that tried to, to shoot at his own basket to get a triple-double out of the rebounds?
Yeah. Mm. Ricky Davis. Speaking of, you know, that's a guy. You're talking about this DeAndre Ayton type of NBA laissez-faire attitude.
Yeah.
I give you Ricky Davis.
Yeah. There's just so many of those guys that are, I mean, the NBA is littered with them. Just littered with guys that if they gave 2 S's, could have been really good.
You want another one? Want to keep going?
Okay, that's
fine.
People need more.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go from the NBA draft to the NHL draft. This is what happened when the Bruins were on the clock for the first round on Friday night.
Making the selection for the Boston Bruins, we have a special guest. An award-winning comedian, actor, golfer, and lifelong Bruins fan.
My name is Happy to be part of the 2025 NHL Draft. The Boston Bruins select from Boston College.
James Hagans, elite playmaker.
So the Bruins draft James Hagans out of Boston College, and Adam Sandler makes the pick. Buy or sell, it actually wouldn't be that cool to have your moment upstaged by a celebrity.
Ooh.
Oh.
Do you think he'd rather just have that be a normal thing than everyone talking about the Adam Sandler deal?
It's a good question.
I hadn't thought of that.
I'm going to say no, because I think he will forever be like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah,
he has a great story now
yeah.
for his actual drafting.
I was contemplating whether that would be a positive or a negative.
I don't think he would feel upstage. I think he would think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that can go either way, depending on what sort of ego you have. I definitely can see where someone could be a little pissy about that. But, you know, does the kid even know who Happy Gilmore is, though?
I don't know.
I think that may have boiled down to the kid's like, who the hell is this old man?
Well, the other one they did, they were doing big time bits, as the Anaheim Ducks brought in the guy who played Charlie in the movie The Mighty Ducks to announce the pick. And then they picked a kid whose last name was McQueen, and they flew him to Disneyland to meet Lightning McQueen, the car's car.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Those are worse. Those are worse than the Adam Sandler one.
Can I point out that Happy Gilmore was made in 1996?
Yeah.
That kid was probably born in 2019 or 2009?
Yeah, I didn't even consider how big like a gap that would be.
Okay, 2007?
That kid has no idea.
No, it's like Caddyshack for a previous generation.
That kid has no idea. So yes, I'm changing it. That kid was annoyed that they did that. Because now he's like, who the hell is this and why, what? And then he's going to watch the movie or the second one and be like, dude, this movie sucks.
He's like, is that the guy from Click?
You know, this raises, before we go, this raises a pretty interesting bit that we could do if we had the work ethic. But most of us are built like DeAndre Ayton, so
the era has indeed become on primetime.
I'm guessing it won't happen. But could you put together, what would be the coolest draft? Where you take, and you could pick the sport, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, where you could do that, the Adam Sandler for Boston from Happy Gilmore, with every team. Because
the best sport for it?
I just mean like each team. You go through each team, and I'm not saying that there's a movie out there that each team would have a star that could come up, but what could you do that's cool like that,
like Costanza with the Yankees and things like that.
I think baseball lends itself because baseball has been around and there's more pop culture, and it's just, I'm leaning towards baseball.
What would the Blazers, I'm thinking the Blazers, like what would that even be?
Portugal the Man would write them an anthem.
Okay, that's a good start. Local band,
Portlandia.
Yeah, maybe
some
a little
sort of
Fred Armisen and Carrie.
Sort of lesbian dog bookstore.
That's
something.
What's her name? Carrie Brownstein.
Is it Brownstein?
That sounds right.
Slater Kenny gal. Yeah,
and Fred Armisen come up there and there'd
be some sort of. Well, and they're doing bits, so you'd have some pre-produced bit of them in Powell's Books or something like that. There'd be some coffee involved. Like there'd be some sort of weird Portland situation that you could have a kid just bewildered to be in Portland for the first time.
A couple of years ago, you might have gotten Kelly a coin up there because he was pretty hot with Billions and his Dollar Bill character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. He was a Portland guy. But you could, if you told Fred to sit down and write a bit, a 45-second to a minute bit for a draft, you could come up with
it. It would be pretty funny, too.
Well, there's a great bit that we will never do.
No.
Right there.
No.
But it would be kind of cool. Because I was thinking what you were going to ask of the stock is, well, I don't know what I was thinking you could ask with the stock. But I just think that when I heard Adam Sandler do that, I'm like, oh, more teams should do something like that.
Yeah, this is a good idea that others should try to capture.
If they could get somebody like Adam Sandler to actually do it. Yeah. Goldberg-Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg-Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. They are the sponsor each week of our Primetime Stock Watch. What we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports in the news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, moving right along here on a very hot Monday. It is June 30, 2025. It is time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Ladies, please. Thank you. Ladies. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Social Media Day.
Yeah, no. It's a hard pass.
I do knew that.
Social media is stupid.
Yeah, and it's not going anywhere, and I think it is a boil on the ass of society. You know.
It is also National Meteor Day, so perhaps the meteor could hit us and take out our social media. How about that?
The meteor's coming for us eventually, right?
Take out our social meteor.
Oh, I see what
you mean there. Well, this is not a local story, but they have identified the suspect, although I guess it's kind of northwesty. Is Coeur d'Alene northwest? Is that the northwest?
It's Idaho. I mean,
I think Idaho is considered part of the northwest, right? What other region would it be part of? The plains?
No.
I do think, well, I will tell you that as a former Tacoma Tribune Northwest Nugget, that is the best players from Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. I think Idaho is part of the Pacific Northwest.
It does say that on Wikipedia that it is a state in the Pacific Northwest.
There you go.
In Mountain West subregion of the Western United States. Therefore, this is a local story. Because as your noted newsman, I don't just stick to Oregon and Washington.
No, sir.
I cover the entire Northwest.
The upper left.
My sources are telling me that in Coeur d'Alene, this is a wild story.
Yeah.
They have identified a suspect who shot and killed two firefighters in a deadly ambush. So what happened was, and this kid, by the way, this the suspect is 20 years old.
Hey, he's super, and like he even looks younger in his photo. Although you always got to be careful when you see the photo release because sometimes it's not an accurate portrayal of what they'll pick like the you know, a photo that's like 5 years old. But the ones you see of him, he looks so damn young.
Yeah, his name is Wes Roley, R-O-L-E-Y. And what he did was he started a brush fire.
Up on a mountain there. It was like a popular like hiking spot.
And then when the firefighters and first responders showed up, he snipered them from the trees.
Yeah. Killed two of them. Seriously injured another one.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is this?
I mean, you hear this sometimes, like, police
what
get lured.
What the hell is going on?
Police get lured into this, but I can't remember. I can't remember the firefighters having this happen to him. Yeah, they locked down the neighborhoods, and he was on the run.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah.
So they found him dead with a firearm nearby.
It is over. But yeah, they were searching for him a while, and obviously he had to be real careful because they knew he was armed and probably up in the trees somewhere.
Total ambush.
Yeah. And so far, I haven't seen any sort of reasoning. Why? We don't know. I haven't read about like a manifesto or...
Yes, the manifesto.
Well, I'm sure they'll search his computers and social media and all that stuff. And most of the time, these dip S's have some sort of trail of craziness littered throughout their inner webs.
The Post Malone show with Jelly Roll was Saturday night at the Providence Park there.
I heard it was a fantastic show. The BTJ in attendance.
Yeah, Meatball and his fiance were there as well.
I chose to be on the couch.
And they showed me videos because they were very close to Post Malone. And I like Post Malone. I think he's really good. Under different circumstances, I probably would have gone to the show, but I couldn't make it. But they showed me a video. He walked right by them because, you know, that's what they do in shows like this. Yeah, they walk around.
They wander.
They go to different parts of, you know, their stage and their set, whatever. And, boy, he looks pretty good. He's lost some weight.
Yeah.
He just looks like a dad now.
Yeah.
He just had his shirt tucked into his
sensible jeans. He's a country boy now. Him and Jelly Roll both. Jelly Roll's lost like 100 and something pounds.
Yeah. They said he thanked God a lot.
Well, you know, you gotta thank old Jesus. I have nothing against Post Malone or Jelly Roll, but you're one of those where you just, like, the couch is an alluring mistress for me. It's like, I could go to this concert, but it starts at 9, and then I'm going to have some drinks, and we're going to go out afterwards, or order a pizza and lay on the couch. And sometimes the couch has a great gravitational pull to it.
Well, thousands of Post Malone and Jelly Roll fans were frustrated and waiting to get inside Providence Park when the concert began Saturday night, with some in attendance describing the queue as horrendous.
Yeah, that's a common complaint at PGE. Providence.
More than 30,000 fans went to see the music superstars in the latest large-scale music event at the stadium. Of course, the Foo Fighters last year.
And Green Day.
Oh, that's right, Green Day. Just after the gates opened at 5:30, no clear lines were forming. Many people who spoke with Coin6 News said that they were upset with the lack of park staff directing the crowd. This is horrendous, said Minnesota resident Zach Johnson.
We've
been in line for an hour and a half. I can't believe it.
An hour?
We haven't
and a half.
Seen anyone tell us where to go. We just basically have been following the mass crowd and doing our best.
An hour and a half in line?
That's what he said.
Oh. Now, I will say, first off, that's a phenomenal place to see a show. Seeing two of the three concerts that have come there, it's amazing. If you get a chance to go, go. Unless it's Post Malone and Jelly Roll and you want to lay on your couch. But even at Timbers games, there's not a lot of entrances, and it can bog down. I've never heard of an hour and a half, but you are advised to get there a little early and give yourself some wiggle room.
Would you like to hear what Donna Davis? Well, but that's, I think what they're saying is they all did get there early,
and it didn't matter.
And it didn't matter because they just pile up.
Yeah.
It's a people pile up.
It is
at 5:30.
Yeah.
So Donna Davis of Vancouver said, "We prepped and prepped and prepped to get here early. This is horrendous." Wes Wygand of Forest Grove said, "This is the worst concert that I've been to as far as lines getting into the stadium." Davis says she spent $1,000 for tickets to get here, and the show started 30 minutes ago, and she still wasn't in her seats. That sucks.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's like the opening act. There's like four opening acts. You're fine.
Who else was there?
I don't know. There's two openers that I don't know of, and then Jelly Roll and then Post Malone. So it is frustrating, but I mean, that's not exclusive to PGE. I was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway once, where the line queue was so bad that people stormed the gates and knocked them over. I mean, when you have 30,000 people trying to get into a place, it, you know, I know they can be better, but sometimes that stuff just, it happens. And hopefully they learn from it and get a little better. But even at Timbers games, which don't have as many people as that, obviously, because you can't be on the floor. Dude, sometimes those lines to get into the soccer games are pretty nasty. And it's not a very big area where you can line up. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, so I can see definitely where the lines can only go on for so long. They need to do the Disney line thing. You know, the switchbacks?
Switchbacks, yeah.
Because it really does kind of lend itself to just a big mob waiting to get in.
The single greatest line, what would be the word for that? Like, the single greatest...
The worst queue you've ever been in?
No, best. The single best moving... large mob of people line I have ever been in, and it's not even close, was at the Masters.
Yeah.
At the bathrooms.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. Like,
dude.
Everyone was on point.
They are incredible. And one of the main things that they do, among many other things, besides bring in high school, they bring in local high school volunteer students. Like, the boys from the high school, local high schools, are just in the bathroom yelling at you. To shake it off and let's go. They do not let you, they don't let you do anything, but they direct you one or two and where you need to go, and hey, wash them up, let's go. But the main thing that they do is they have major room for switchbacks.
True.
And it is just, it's the greatest moving sports line I've ever been in.
Switchbacks are a necessity, and I don't know if it's logistically down there, if maybe it's just there's not enough room, but
I don't think there's enough room.
You certainly could do something. And then the other one too is staff. Like, if you, it's funny you mentioned that. Like, when you go to the Far East, whether that's in Korea, Japan, Taiwan, or anything, whether it's traffic, whether it's lines, they always have workers, and a lot of them.
Yep. And they're trained.
Trained.
They're well trained.
Well trained. And everything is very orderly
and
efficient. And we do kind of, we just cut one, no offense to the people that are working there. They're not trained. They don't care. They're minimum wage, and it tends to be Thunderdome.
And they don't know what they're doing.
And they don't know what they're doing.
But if they did, it's so true. It really helps, because people just have their heads up their ass.
Yes.
So if you're just in their face saying, hey, what can I get you here to help this move along? People are generally pretty good. So just do that.
It's just that
they should hire us.
I don't think we want to hire. I don't think people want to spend the money.
Yeah, no, they don't. Well, like I said, volunteer. Masters doesn't spend a dime.
Yeah.
Those high school kids get into the Masters, and they coach them up. Yeah. I'm sure they're not paying them. It's free.
I went to a, like, their version of a 4th of July. It was a fireworks celebration outside of Tokyo, one of the suburbs of Tokyo.
Tourist in Japan. Here's the story.
And there was almost 1 million people. They said it was like 900,000 people went to this thing. Hand to God, I've never seen anything more orderly in my life. And I was like, how is this even happening? But they take that stuff seriously. And I just don't think we do. When's the last time you went to a big event and you thought that it was well-run and well-staffed?
Augusta National Golf Club.
There you go.
The Masters. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
And no one else does it that way.
I mean, not quite to that extent.
No. Go to a Super Bowl or like a national championship sometime. It is not well-run. Just isn't.
All right.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Up next... Where do you think Portland lands on the list of highest rideshare surcharges in the United States?
12th.
hint, not 12th.
Oh.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, this is In the News for June 30, 2025, the last day of June. We flip the calendar to July beginning tomorrow, Jace.
Goes so very fast.
Doesn't it, though? The thing that's going to happen tomorrow, well, a lot of things happen starting July 1. One of the main things is if you have to Uber or Lyft in Portland,
yeah,
you will pay significantly more for each trip.
I love when we get surcharges and more taxes. I think to myself all the time, man, I really would like to pay more for this and maybe an extra tip.
The city has increased its rideshare surcharge to $2 per ride. And ladies and gentlemen,
why have we decided to do this?
That is the highest flat rider fee of any city in the nation.
Why does our city continue to try to make things uncomfortable for people? Like what?
Well, because they need money.
Because they do so much with it.
They are claiming... Okay, so this raises the charge from 65 cents. You'll see that on your bill. I don't know if you've ever looked.
Yeah. They'll give you the
price. They do show it on there. Sometimes
most, most of the time I'm a little tipsy, which is really the only time I Uber. But you know.
Well, I mean, look, we all kind of look at the overall cost.
Yeah,
and then we're like, okay, that's good. And then you just order it. But if you look close, they do break it down. But it used to be 65 cents. It's now $2. They are raising it by $1.35 per ride. Pretty significant.
Yeah.
The city says the new fee will generate roughly $10 million annually for the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Which they will do jack S with. Are they going to fix potholes or are they going to do anything?
Well, I don't know if you saw, but that transportation bill that they were all fighting over down there in Salem, they did not pass that. So they are saying that beginning tomorrow, July 1, they are going to have to make massive layoffs.
We're just playing with men with holes.
At the department of... Well, at all the transportation departments.
Okay. Are we going to notice this at all? Like,
Yes, probably.
So this is good about.
So the politicians can't do their job so that normal, everyday working citizens will lose theirs.
Cool.
That's where we're at.
This is awesome. I can't wait.
City Commissioner Steve Novick said, we know that the Transportation Bureau is starved for money. That's all he said.
That's it. Okay.
So this is how they're going to get him 10 more million.
Thanks for the quote, Steve.
Stick it to the rest of us. $1.
That's what Steve said.
Just keep sticking it to us $1, $2, $3, $4 at a time. I love it. It's awesome. I love all the extra taxes.
Rideshare driver Almadia said, I'm not happy about it because I think we're going to get less people now because it is too expensive.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I just think that, everyone keeps, not everyone, but there's one guy that keeps telling me about how everything's, come down and we've never seen anything like it and prices are lower. And, I keep waiting to see that and I haven't.
But I think we're going to stop.
I keep waiting to see this influx of low prices everywhere. I'm like, man, what deals?
An Uber spokesperson said in a statement, applying such an expensive fee citywide for everyday trips without any clear justification is not something we are seeing in other markets. So, pretty cool.
Cool. Love it. Kick ass.
Denver has a 34 cent charge. New Orleans, 50 cents. Seattle, 85 cents.
And we're at $2?
We're going to be at $2. A want, but $2.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna shut up. I'll be happy.
That's right. Be silenced.
Just be silent. Doesn't bitch. Do it. Nothing's gonna change. Just nope. Keep charging me more for everything.
You keep bitching. Bitch. They'll keep charging.
At least 4 times a week, I'm often what? I'm paying this for that? This is increased. Cool. Awesome.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go.
Love it.
That is in the news. June 30, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Okay, now we can get to the Steelers. They've made a trade. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.